The following sports presentation is a production of Blazers Broadcasting. Welcome to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Here in Portland, call toll-free 503-963-4595. Elsewhere, call 1-877-475-4595. Email courtside@trailblazers.com or text message us courtside@66937.
And welcome back in live to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. We are here for the next couple of hours talking Trailblazers basketball. Jay Allen, Mike Barrett, and Rebecca Harlow gracing us with their presence tonight. Antonio Harvey will be here in the second hour.
I'm glad we get a woman's perspective on this.
Yeah,
because we've kind of been talking about this. So I'm looking forward to it. And those of you joining us, of course, on radio now, you know, obviously talking about the Greg Oden thing today. Everybody's been talking about it, and we'll talk to Kevin Pritchard. We'll talk to Greg, and of course, take your emails and texts and phone calls as well on the subject. I think Jay.
Well, and you know, this is one of those.
But you're
things,
the host, so I don't want to step on your toes.
No, no, feel free. This is your show.
I like this.
I'm just the caretaker when you're not here.
I'm just a guest.
This is one of those days where, you know, I was at the Blazers practice facility today, and I was at practice. And then, you know, there were a couple of great storylines at practice today, and unfortunately it's kind of being overshadowed. I mean, we talked to Brandon Roy. We found out about the progress he's making with his hamstring.
How is that, by the way?
And we're hopefully going to hear some of that a little bit later in the show. It's slow. I mean, he said, I really can't say that it feels a whole lot better. He said it feels better just because I haven't done much basketball-related the last few days. But, you know, they're being extra cautious, as we know, which is the right way. And I think it's you know, pretty doubtful that he'll play on this upcoming road trip. He said that decision will be made on Thursday, but he kind of sounded doubtful about the fact, you know, whether he would go or not even. So that'll be made. That's a decision that'll be made later in the week. But he said it's going to be a week at least before it responds to that treatment that he had at the end of last week up in Seattle. So he did say it was a little bit strange to have blood drawn from you and then have it spun in that centrifuge and then put back in to your body, as plasma. But I think he's confident that this procedure will help the healing process. The other thing was, it was great to see Joel Prisbilla. You know, I mean, this was the first time we had an opportunity to talk to him since his surgery. And I think Joel's antsy, and, you know, he hates being out. He said, it's been hard for me to have to watch the games on TV. And I said, well, I understand that. You got to put up with Barrett and Rice.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, Joel, I mean, obviously, you know, this has been a tough stretch for him.
He has to put up with Rice. I don't think anybody's ever said a bad thing about Joel.
No, it's frustrating. And I know it's frustrating for Joel. And I haven't seen him. We've been traveling so much. I haven't seen him the last couple of weeks. We saw him on Christmas Eve and spent some time with him. And, you know, I know he's very disappointed. And he prided himself on last season, of course, playing all 82 games, and that's quite a feat for a center. So I know that this was a blow for him, and you know, not only having that happen, but the odd thing is with injury, and we've talked about this, but the player, almost like I said, I haven't really seen Joel since you know, really in a month.
Well, it's been tough for him to get around.
Well, he can't just drive, but I mean, from the in terms of, you're out on the road, you're every day practice, and you go to, you know, on the road to the bus, to the games. The odd thing is, when a guy gets hurt, it's like he disappears. It's like he's not on the team anymore because you just don't see him. They're not with you on the road. They're not with you on the bus when you go down. They're not in the hotel, and they're around a little bit in the back hallways on game night. You see him for a second after the game, but and that's strange. And when you become used to that, and that's your second family, like it is for all the players. And then all of a sudden, I think it's, you know, that's what was so hard for Greg the first year when he was injured, is he never really got to feel what it was like to be an NBA player. I mean, he knows now. He knows today.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story. But from that regard, yes. But it's nice to hear that at least Joel was out talking.
And he said, I've been at the practice facility pretty much every day since the surgery. He said, usually I'm just gone by the time you guys get here. But, you know, so he's been in there early every day, you know, doing whatever treatment and rehab he can do. And, of course, he's limited still. And he's wearing, you know, a brace and a sleeve on that knee. He said he hasn't really gotten a good night's sleep since the surgery because he has to sleep with that brace on. And so, anyway, that's a little bit about how Joel's doing.
But he
plans to be back, start training camp.
And I know they want to see him at the arena, and I want to see him behind the bench, but he can't sit in a regular chair. And that he's here at games, he's in the back hallway, but that's why, but I want him to come out, you know, early some night and show him on the big screen, wave, let the fans, acknowledge him, then go back.
That's Greg, too. He's at every game as well.
Yes, he's been in the back. Yeah. You interviewed him last couple weeks ago. So,
they've been doing a good job with
that. We are scheduled to have Kevin Pritchard, the Blazers GM, on live here in a couple of minutes. And so we'll hear from KP. Greg Oden is having a press conference right now at the practice facility in Tualatin. He is also scheduled to come on live. And by the way, I just want to say one other thing about Brandon while we're talking about it, before we talk more about Greg and the pictures. Brandon said, he said, man, it was tough to be on the bench last night. You're talking about Joel, but he said, it's a helpless feeling. And he was on the bench. Brandon was on the bench last night, sitting right there. And he said, man, the fourth quarter, you know, not that I'm going to come in and be the savior, but he said, I just want to be out there and try to help.
Yeah. And you feel like you're letting people down.
Yeah.
And that was Greg's biggest thing when he got hurt. Of course, we all remember the apology and everything else. And but it's not anything you can do anything about. And that's the most frustrating. It's a helpless feeling. And you do. You feel like you're letting people down. And, you know, it's tough, that situation. I know last night especially, people saying, where are you going to go in the fourth quarter? And Brandon sitting over there, we saw him in his suit, wanting to cheer, wanting to pull his team through. And Rudy was like that when he was in street clothes. But now, thank goodness, he's back.
Okay, so the big story of the day, the Greg Oden pictures surface on the internet today. And we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk about that.
That's called a tease, by the way.
We'll come back. We'll,
nice job, Jay.
We'll all weigh in on that. The captain said on my ear, take a break. And you know, when he says take a break, you take a break.
You don't necessarily have to do that. Wheels host the second hour most nights.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to try to stay on schedule tonight because we have a lot of different places we need to go. Again, Kevin Pritchard, Blazers GM, will be with us in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Greg Oden a little bit later on in this hour. If you'd like to text us, just send the word courtside 66937. You can email us courtside@trailblazers.com as we continue here on Comcast Sportsnet, the Blazers Radio Network, and streaming live at trailblazers.com. Saved by the Bell.
Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
And we continue here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Jay Allen, Mike Barrett, Rebecca Harlow here. And hour number one of Trailblazers Courtside. Greg Oden scheduled to join us a little bit later on. Blazers GM Kevin Pritchard as well. And, all right, Greg Oden pictures hit the internet today. Mike and Rebecca, your reaction when you saw... Or I don't know if you saw him, but when you heard the news, let's
you know, I actually did. I was at the radio station at the game doing some stuff, and somebody had said that. I said, "You're no way, no way." And so then it was, you know, saw that he had done. He had that happening, and hearing Greg tell the story, which he said on Canzano's show a little while ago, and it was good. You know, I liked the way he sounded. Terrific, embarrassed. Apologetic about it.
Apologize to his family, the fans, the organization, Paul Allen.
Yeah, and that's enough. I mean, I'm glad to hear him do that. I don't want him to have to do a whole lot more than that. Apologize, say bad judgment, my fault, it was stupid. But you know what? I mean, for those of you who've been around a while, and Jay, you know, you and I did the fifth quarter back in 2000 and whatever else.
Seems like a long time ago.
We did a lot of stories. You use perspective in these cases, and it doesn't make it better, but when you use the perspective of the past, this is nothing.
And
bad as it was, and yes, it lets people down, and Greg is sorry about it, and again, he'll talk more about it when he comes on. I'm interested to hear what Kevin has to say about it. Obviously, it's not something you want to be talking about, spending time talking about, but I like the way Greg handled it, and like a lot of the emailers are saying early on, and we'll get to a lot of those, fine, let's move on. And that's how I thought about it when it happened. I thought it was, shouldn't have happened. It's in this day and age, you've got to be more careful, especially if you're a pro athlete, blah, blah, blah. There should be responsibility on both sides of this issue, which you never hear about. But that being said, 21-22, cell phone, technology age, stuff happens.
To me, you address it, and I think that's what Greg's doing. You address it, and you move on, and we got a game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I feel about it.
Beck, give me the woman's perspective on all this.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really unfortunate that we have to spend that much time talking about this. I agree with that, too. I have a lot of respect for Greg's maturity and coming out and addressing this issue, but I also don't respect Greg any less for what he's done as a player and a person and for the things that he's done in this community. And I'm a big believer in your personal life is your personal life. Mm-hmm. It should stay personal. Your work life is your work life. And even though Greg, yes, he's a basketball player, he's a public figure, a lot of people are interested in him, that doesn't make it our business to dive into anything that's going on in his personal life. So,
but don't you sacrifice a touch of that when you become? And we'll get into that debate later. Let's get to Kevin Pritchard first, because the general manager on the phone lines. Kevin, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay, guys.
Hey, KP.
Greg, we heard him on Canzano's show a while ago. You guys have had the media availability. He was terrific in getting out in front of this thing and giving apologies where necessary. What are your thoughts on all this?
Well, you know, it's been a tough day for everybody, to be honest with you. The organization, but specifically for Greg. He's terribly embarrassed. And, you know, this has been very tough for him. You know, I think I could sum it up pretty quickly in one sentence, and that is, I love the kid, bad decision.
Yeah. Yeah, naive maybe. I mean, at that age and given the day and age that we're in, I mean, certainly nothing sinister here. And as we talked about at the front of the segment, Kevin, we've seen a lot worse things in our time and certainly in my years with the franchise. So I use perspective in this whole thing. Bad judgment, a naive kid, and you move on. Can it be that simple?
Yeah, I think so. You know, life is ups and downs. And we've always said that you're not defined by how you react during the good times. And right now he's going through a tough time. He's injured, and this has happened. But what I am proud of is he's attacking it head on. He's not trying to hide from this. He's not saying, you know, this didn't happen. It's not me. He's attacking this head on, and, you know, good for him for doing that, because ultimately that makes him a better person.
And, KP, we're hoping to hear from Greg a little later in the show. How is he doing, you know, injury-wise, coming back from the surgery and all that?
He's doing good. He had an x-ray, seventh week x-ray, and it looks terrific. He's moving along nicely, and I would imagine in the next 2 to 3 weeks his activity level will really pick up. But what we're really encouraged is that the patella is really healing well, and it's starting to bond nicely.
KP, it's great to see him off the crutches and using that cane. I feel like that's a big step.
It really is. It really is. And see, what happens is, you know, it's a balance between pushing too hard and not pushing enough with that injury. And right now, Jay Jensen and Dr. Roberts do the best in this business. I've been around a lot of guys, and they're pushing them, but they're also being careful. And we really expect him to come back 100% and be the Greg Oden that he was that last month. And when he's playing at that level, we're a different team.
Kevin, we all know there's a lot more challenges these days with the players, and you know, the league has come out this year on the Twitter situation and has, you know, said you can't Twitter during a game, up to an hour before, hour after, all of this stuff. Does it present a whole new set of challenges for you guys as well? I mean, this today being an example maybe of, you know, we all know, a cell phone photo, all of a sudden, you know, 2 minutes, the world sees it. I mean, from the time that you played, obviously, it's a lot different, isn't it? And what do you guys try to do to advise the players to use their best judgment?
Well, first of all, we have Hersey Hawkins, who's player development. And Hersey's, you know, he's sort of an old-school player that has come in and helped us. But it is a new world, Mike. I'm not sure we really fully understand what all this is going on and how fast these mediums are popping up and how information is disseminated. What's really interesting to me is just in 5 years, how much it's changed. Yeah. And so what gives me a little pause, but also excitement, is what is it going to be the next 5 years? What is the next thing? Because it's coming. We don't know what it is, but it's coming. And I've always said this. I get a little nervous when we don't change. We have to change. We have to evolve. We have to get better. And so we always say, change or fail. And so we have to do that. And you're seeing it in every sport and every business. It's affected by, you know, all these new technologies. And it's not going to get any easier or any different. It's getting more and more.
Well, Kevin, lesson learned, I know, for Greg. And in my opinion, at least, not a whole lot of damage done. We move on.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough day. I spent a lot of time with Greg today. And again, love the kid. Made a bad decision.
All right, Kevin. We appreciate the time, and we're going to be joined by Greg here shortly, so we're going to let you go. Thanks, Kevin.
Glad to do it.
All right, Kevin Pritchard, general manager of the Blazers. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's, other than talking to Greg about it and then taking some fans' comments.
Yes, let's talk hoops.
I just think you turned the page.
And what I want, and we had to clear that line so that Greg could call in. But, you know, Kevin's got to be proud of the way the guys are battling right now. I mean, They're playing great basketball. I mean, somebody pointed out to us, I think it was on fifth quarter the other night, You know, you go back to, I mean, you could go back 5-6 weeks. They haven't really played a bad game. I mean, they have battled night in and night out. No, they haven't won every game, but they're playing really, really good basketball right
but
now.
But we got used to, you know, and the comment I made the most about last night's game is last year, we win that game.
Yeah.
Last year, every game.
We win the Boston game.
Portland was 9-1 in games decided by three or less. That's off the charts good. That means you rarely had anything happen that was bad. You had
but you had Brandon for most of those games.
Yes, you did. But my point in that, too, is even when things break even in all of this, which is what's happened now, it feels so much worse because you haven't come through in a couple of these games. Joining us now is the man, Greg Oden. Greg, I know it's been a rough day for you. Thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
First of all, what did you say in your media availability here 20 minutes ago?
Well, basically, first off, I wanted to apologize. You know, it was definitely a very embarrassing situation, and I definitely want to apologize to Mr. Allen, the organization, you know, and my family. You know, it's something that I want to move on from. It happened a year and a half ago, and, you know, it's just something that I definitely learned from and had to get through.
Aside the embarrassment, Greg, you talk about, I mean, are you going to be able to quickly move away from this? Because I know in the opinion of an overwhelming amount of the fans we've heard of, and in my opinion, it's you talk about it today, you're embarrassed about it, there's going to be jokes about it, you're going to get a hard time from your teammates about it, but that's really it, isn't it? Can you turn the page?
You can definitely turn the page, but, you know, it's going to be tough, you know, especially for me, you know, having that type of situation and in my head, you know, it's definitely going to be tough, but, you know, it's something that you can definitely live with and you can get through. But, you know, for me, it's just something that you just never want to go through.
Greg, I think that a lot of us here have a lot of respect for how you've handled this whole situation. I really think it's amazing that you've come out and been honest about this. And I'm sorry that you're going through this because, you know, I think what's work is work and what's personal is personal. And I'm sorry that there's been a blend here for you, but I really appreciate how you've handled it.
Thank you very much. You know, I definitely intended for those photos to be nothing but private, you know, between me and the lady that I was having a relationship with. You know, it just hurts that something like that even comes out when you trust somebody.
Hey, Greg, you mentioned it's going to be tough for you to try to move past this. How will you go about doing that? Is it just a matter of time for you?
You know, just continue doing what I've been doing. You know, since it has been over a year and a half ago, you know, I know I've definitely matured. You know, things like that haven't been happening. You know, I've moved past that a long time ago. So, you know, for me, just keep on doing what I'm doing, get my rehab right, you know, and keep my mind focused on the things that I need to focus on.
One thing that I know that's exciting that's coming up here is you're going to be doing some new stuff in the community. And really, it's great that you're taking some time while you have time away from basketball to be doing some of that. What is going on with some of your charity work right now?
You know, just definitely staying and being around the kids, you know. And I know a lot of people might get those questions, like how do I – with something like this, you know, affect kids and still be around them. But, you know, definitely just being an example for some kids, you know, let them know that with all the things going on, you definitely have to worry about what you do because that social media, the text and the internet, that stuff spreads quick and you have to be aware. But, you know, with me being out in the community, you know, just being out, helping any way I can and definitely being around kids, you know, being their example.
It's a crazy new world, isn't it, Greg? I mean, nobody knows that better than you now, technology-wise, and the NBA coming down on the Twitter accounts this season and trying to limit when players can do that. And it's got to be, I feel for you for today, obviously, but it's, I mean, a lesson for everybody, not only the kid you talk about, but your peers in the NBA too, as far as, you know, what a small world we now live in and how quickly things can bust out and embarrass you.
Yeah, it is definitely tough. You definitely have to be aware of who you trust and what you do. You know, I learned that more than anybody, you know. I thought I got past it, but some of the stuff in the past comes to get you.
Hey, Greg, you know, we appreciate you coming on the show, by the way. Thanks for addressing this. But I think the overwhelming majority of people watching and listening want to know how you're doing. How's your knee doing and the rehab and everything?
My knee's fine. You know, it's definitely feeling good. I got an x-ray yesterday. And the doctors tell me I can do a lot more with my rehab. So I'm starting that actually as soon as I get off the phone with you guys. I'm getting in the pool, and going to do a lot of stuff in there, and I'm able to bend it and lift up my legs. So we're definitely going to work a little bit harder with my quad work.
And what's going on in the weight room? Have you been able to get in there a little bit more?
Yeah, I actually have. You know, that long road trip that the guys had was kind of my first week in there, and I was in there every day. You know, something I can do to preoccupy my nights.
Are you ahead of schedule, would you say?
They really haven't given me a timetable. So, you know, I don't know if I can really say ahead of schedule, but they feel really, really good about my knee, and I feel really good about it knowing that I have no pain.
We've used the term rehab, Greg, but I think that in this kind of case where it was just simply a ruptured patella and really no other damage, no tendon, it's more of just, you know, the muscles have atrophied a little bit inside and around the knee. Isn't that basically what this rehab is all about? I mean, there was no real structural damage.
Yeah, that was the real tough part about me being able to get in the weight room. They wanted me to stay off of it as much as possible because basically for me, I need my kneecap to heal first, you know, and as soon as it heals, then I can start doing a lot of stuff, actually.
What does your gut tell you when you'll be back on the court?
Since the doctors haven't really given me a timetable, I couldn't really say, you know. I would love to come back towards the end of the season. You know, that would be something that I'm striving for. But, you know, it's up to the doctors. I definitely don't want to make my body worse than what it is.
Well, my gut says he's coming back. Does that count?
Yeah. I love the fact you've been aggressive, Greg, and saying that that's my goal. Yeah. I love it. And of course, nobody will take chances or be reckless with your health, but I love the fact that that's your goal. So we appreciate you coming on. I know it wasn't the circumstances we normally like to have you on, but I know a lot of Blazer fans, and they've already been sending in things that we
Lots
should tell you,
and
that is turn the page. Bad judgment call. You're embarrassed, but let's move on, and everybody in this market loves you, that's for sure.
Thank you very much, and to all the fans, I'm definitely sorry, and I thank you for the support.
All right, Greg, appreciate that. Greg Oden, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside.
In fact, here's an email that is representative of the ones that we've gotten since the start of the show from David. He says, this changes nothing on my feelings about G.O. You know, so I think the fans out there, they understand everybody's human. We all make mistakes.
It's interesting to hear him say, you know, talk about, you know, and I had this, and maybe it's because I'm in the business and I'm around these guys a lot, but I'm sure around the NBA today, there were a lot of guys that went, who have I sent pictures to?
Or deleting stuff from their cell phones?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those shock you to the core kind of things for guys who are in that light. And again,
in fact, Mike Rice, I know, was deleting some stuff up there. I don't know what that was all about. But
he hasn't yet learned how to use his cell phone, but when he does,
look out. So we're safe there, right?
You would know. You're the one who has to work the cell phone.
Yeah, no, I have to.
He's trying to put film in his cell phone for the camera.
He just learned that you can put a picture on the front, like wallpaper on the phone, so that he doesn't
do it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more here on Trailblazers Courtside after a quick timeout. Stay with us.
We love you, Rice.
Now back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
All right, back here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Jay Allen, Mike Barrett, Rebecca Harlow, Antonio Harvey will be alongside in the second hour.
Right.
He's coming in. Tone.
Sweet.
You know, he's jumped on the Saints bandwagon now for the Super Bowl. It's just, he's a Raiders fan.
Drew Brees. Yeah,
you know, man. Come on. His brother played, what, 10 years for the Raiders?
He likes whoever's winning.
But we did, we have gotten a lot of texts.
And he admits that. It's okay.
Great to hear from Greg and KP in the last segment. And we've gotten a lot of texts and emails. Keep the emails coming. Courtside@trailblazers.com. You can text us. Send the word courtside to 66937. We'll take calls later on. But, you know, I think it's touching for Greg to know that he has the support. The fans have his back.
And, basically. You know, and we were talking to Rich Patterson a moment ago, who actually was talking to Greg on the phone. And when that segment ended, just so we know, when you read the text, Greg hadn't hung up yet, but was off the air and heard that text that you read and went, whoa. And Rich actually heard him kind of sigh. Is like, wow, that's, you know, so the things you send, the things that the opinions you give, no matter where these players, again, a lot of them say they don't read it, they don't go on, they don't check it, they do.
They're human.
They hear it. They are human.
And Greg.
And so I know he appreciates that.
And Greg is a guy, you know, in the couple of years that we've come to know him, he's a guy that is real and genuine, and he's a human being. I mean, this stuff affects him just like it would anybody else. And a little
naive in a real charming way, but you can see how When you are naive in a charming way, it can bite you in some ways, too. And I think today we saw an example
of that.
But
we got to understand, 20, 21, 22 years old, you know, these are...
And this is also an old photo. So you're talking about someone who's 19.
He said like a year and a half ago, he thought, but I don't know. I mean, and you know, in some way. And I get what you're saying about... Now, I go on both sides a little bit here as far as what's for public, what's for private. And, you know, I do think that when you are, when you do this for a living, when you buy into this stuff, the rules are different for you. You wish they wouldn't be. I don't think it's right that they aren't, but it's just the way it is. And you've got to be more careful than the regular person. You just do.
I agree. But at the same time, if he had done this for public knowledge, then that would be horrible,
well, of course,
obviously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But this was something that happened that wasn't meant to be public. Mm-hmm. And so that's where that line gets super blurred. And
well, and again, I don't want to spend a lot of time on the photo itself, but the, you know, it's there's nothing, I mean, I don't know how to say this, but it's not anything where I don't know if anybody hasn't seen it and they're imagining what it might be. It was Greg in front of a mirror, and he clicked, and he was like just out of the shower, took a picture in the mirror of him. So that's what it is. He's standing there. It's nothing. It's not at a bar. It's not at a nightclub, a strip club. It's nothing like that. And I'm not trying to sit here and make comparisons, but in some ways, I guess I am, because I'm saying it's not maybe if you have a worst case scenario in your mind, imagining what this isn't it. And I don't mean to be too flippant about the whole thing, but it just isn't. I don't know.
By the way,
like he said, he intended it for a woman he was having a relationship with, whom he
privacy
trusted.
Of his own home.
Whom he trusted. Yeah. I don't know. It's just. It's
Jim in Beaverton emails in and says, Greg Oden handled this the correct way by speaking out quickly on the matter. He is making it a non-story. It allows Greg to focus on his rehab from the knee surgery. He obviously learned from Tiger Woods' mistake in not coming out. And you know, we got Tiger, you know,
I hate the fact
corners.
That we're hearing his name in this.
Well, this is nothing.
No, yeah. I know. We're like going to hear it different. Because it was handled different PR-wise. Tiger's was botched. An awful job.
But no comparison.
No, to what happened.
But the way they've handled the situation. Yeah. Greg's
and I know they're
going right
to be named in the same stories now because of the varying degrees in which they were handled. But I don't want to hear his name even connected to the story.
No, just in the way they've handled
because
the situation.
Because this is apples and oranges, you know. Obviously.
All right, we'll take a break.
Everybody sees that.
We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with more talking about Greg Oden. And later on, we're going to talk to Mike Rice. Is Rice on next?
Rice
is on next.
I got a night off, and I got to still talk to Rice.
We'll hear from the Wildwood coming up next right here on Trailblazers Courtside.
Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Back here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, as we continue here, hour number one on the Blazers Radio Network, Comcast Sportsnet, and of course, streaming live always at trailblazers.com. We're going to shift away a little bit from the Greg Oden talk, thankfully, and check in with the Wild One, Mike Rice. Wild One, how are you tonight?
I'm fine.
I'm at work. Where are you?
Ricey, we're all here.
I'm on set. Where are you?
I'm watching Rebecca, and tell MB,
of course.
He looks a little heavier on TV than in person.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now, did you call me earlier today? Because I saw you call, and I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. Was it about this Greg stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured.
I wanted to know if they wanted me to break any story.
No, I think they're okay without, Hey, let's talk, I mean, Greg's, you know, I love to hear this second part of the conversation was about, you know, not hiding the fact that his goal is to come back this season. So, I mean, that's good news. And talk about last night when you go back to the ball game. What's missing in the fourth quarter? You and I on the air last night. You know, kind of when the Blazers were up 8 with 3.5 minutes left, and I hated to do it, we kind of went back and said, is this the Memphis game again? Is this some of these games where if it's a one-possession game, you know, it's going to be up for grabs, whereas last year they won all those?
Well, you know, I keep looking back at how we played these teams when we had Prisbilla and Greg Oden. And I see the advantages we had on the offensive rebounds that – we didn't need every shot to go in because we dominated teams by out-rebounding them. And we had great chance to get the second and third shots. And we didn't have to execute nearly as well because we just beat people physically when we had Greg and Prisbilla. And my whole thing was with his press conference was how he has progressed. And as you know, MB, there is no structural damage. It was just to the kneecap.
Yeah.
And I think once he starts rehabbing, we're going to see him back a lot sooner than we expect. But only time will tell on that. But I was happy to hear that. And we are getting some people back. And, you know, I think the next thing that will be brought up about this Blazer team is how well they have hung on to stay in the battle because, oh, it is a battle now. Everyone seems to be getting better. Utah's won 4 out of their last 5. Oklahoma City, Memphis. I mean, they've got playoffs, the gleam in their eye. So the Blazers can't have any distractions in order for them to make the playoffs. And this Utah team coming in tomorrow, as I said, they've only lost to Denver at Denver in their last 5 games. They beat San Antonio in San Antonio. They beat the Cleveland Cavs. So they've won some big ball games. They believe in what they're doing now. They lead the NBA in assists, so they're playing very well together. They're running. They're getting cheap baskets. Boozer is playing better. No one thought that he would play this well simply because everyone was talking about they're going to trade him. Utah doesn't want him. Now this team is playing like a team. So I just use them as an example of people like Memphis, Utah, Oklahoma City that are just putting all distractions aside and thinking about the playoffs.
And how odd is it that Utah maybe is rescued from the dead by Sundiata Gaines, who comes up from the D-League and hits the game winner against Cleveland. And as soon as he hit that shot, I said, oh, no, here come the Jazz. Because you felt like it was that kind of a turning point for them.
Well, and guys, perspective on all of that is 8 out of the next 9 games for the Blazers are against teams that are above 500. So before we head into the All-Star break, this team is up against all of those teams that have that playoff gleam. Those teams are all right around the corner, Rice. What do you think the Blazers need to do before All-Star?
I think they don't have to do anything as long as Nate can keep everybody happy. You've got Nicholas coming back, and we saw last night he really is going to be valuable, but he's got to be put into a role. He's got to be part of the structure of how the Blazers are going to win games because, as MB has just said, they're still having problems in that fourth quarter. In the Detroit game, it was Detroit that lost it. It wasn't so much the Blazers won it. So is Martell your man? In the fourth quarter of this last game, they had Rudy in there, and Rudy was having a good ball game. He had his career high in rebounds, so he was showing a lot of activity. But usually you have Blakey in there. You can depend on him defensively. He wasn't in there. So they've got to find out how they're going to win games against above 500 teams, which they've done very well this year against. And they've got to be able to bring some of these people back into what roles they play in the Blazers making the playoffs. So, you know, we're putting a lot on Nate's shoulders. So far, he's the coach of the year. There is no doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm. He has accomplished more with this team, with everyone thinking that, oh, we're dead. But management didn't think that. Nate didn't think that. And the team is now they've got to continue this. And, boy, and as Rebecca just said, the schedule ahead, the next 10 games, oh, look out. So the Blazers, you know, they have to put it all together and they can't have any Greg Oden distractions or anything like that. They've got to think about winning basketball games and nothing else.
Hey, Mike, what about Nicholas Batum, man? I mean, he looked great, especially in that first shift last night. I mean, what kind of role do you see him filling? I mean, it's going to be an expanded role. He's not just going to be a defensive stopper now. I mean, he has really worked on his offensive game since we saw him last.
And well, by the way, Rice, thank you for bringing up Nick Batum, because can you guys believe it took us 45 minutes to bring up the fact that Nick Batum played last night?
Played great, too.
He did.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with Nicholas. You don't want to experiment too much, but Nate almost has to look at without Brandon, and it may be a little longer than we think about Brandon with mm-hmm. that hamstring injury. You've got to start maybe thinking about the way Martell is playing. Put Martell at the two, put Nicklaus at the three, mm-hmm. and you've got a long team that can do other things defensively, offensively, and maybe LaMarcus at the four and Juwan Howard at the five. So, you know, Nicklaus, you've got to get him back in the swing immediately. He's going to help this team. He can do things on the defensive end, running the court for fast breaks. He can shoot the basketball, so you've got to get him in the rotation. How do you do it? Well, maybe in place of Brandon at the two, you put Martell Webster. Now, are you experimenting? Ooh, you hate to think that with half the games already gone, but maybe you're going to have to do things like that to have the best lineup for winning going down the stretch.
All right, Wild One, appreciate it. By the way, Nate did say today that he is putting Jared Bayless and Juwan Howard back in the starting lineup for tomorrow night's game. And somebody's got Merlin's hat.
It's a shout out.
Wild
to
One, let Merlin know that he left his hat here at the studio, will you?
Oh, okay. I'll do that. By the way, it was ironic last night that they had Bayless in to try the winning shot,
yeah.
and he wasn't in earlier in the game. And that's how difficult it's going to be for Nate to decide who's going to win these games in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
All right, Wild One, appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night here at the Rose Garden.
You got it.
All right, Mike Rice with us. We'll take another quick timeout. And I do want to talk about when we come back, Nate said he's going back to Jared and Juwan tomorrow night in the starting lineup. But it is interesting what the Wild One suggests in Brandon's absence, putting Martell in there. I'm not sure who your small forward is then coming off the bench. But
all I know is you got to have Nicholas Batum in the game. If he's available, if he's healthy, he's got to play because we saw last night he's got to play.
All right, former Blazer Jim Paxton will be with us just after the top of the hour as we continue here. It's Trailblazers Courtside. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, is brought to you by Branding, your brand management partner. Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Back here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. And I know there's something here that I need to say about them. Pacific Power and Energy Trust of Oregon. Energy efficiency, tips, and incentives at pacificpower.net. Let's turn the answer on.
Very good.
We're going to talk, by the way.
It took you 52 minutes and 30 seconds to get to a liner. What's wrong?
At least
you?
I read them.
That's true.
In the next hour, by the way, we're going to talk about how the Rose Garden has gone green. They won a big national award.
All right.
And so we'll talk about that.
That's really
I know.
Cool.
It's very good
very
news.
Cool.
Very cool news.
And by the way,
you did a great job.
You can join the fun for the Bud Light Big Game Watch Party January 30th at the downtown Buffalo Wild Wings as the Blazers battle the Mavericks. I'll be down there. The reason I'm reading this is because it involves me. I'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Downtown Portland. Friday and Saturday for both games. Friday and Saturday against the Mavericks.
No truth to this.
And against the Rockets. Friday against Houston and then Dallas Saturday. We have to take another quick break here because we're behind because of Mike Rice. But
hey, you're the host.
Nicholas Batum.
Don't pass the buck.
If I'm blaming this on wheels.
If you're behind, it's your fault.
Nicholas Batum.
Yeah.
He didn't practice today. In fact, he said he probably won't practice much the next week. And we asked Nate about it. He said he didn't practice today because I want him for tomorrow night. Basically, they're just trying to, you know, keep him fresh. That sounds funny, but he's still obviously getting his conditioning. Although I talked to Jay Jensen today for a little bit, and he said Nick he's in great shape.
Yeah,
even
well,
though he's been out. I mean,
the doctors told Nick, you're going to feel pain, but don't be worried. That's mm-hmm. just how it works back into shape. But, you know, we sit obviously right by the bench. We're in our TV position, and we have a stat screen. So Jay spends a lot of time in front of us when he walks down into the trainer, and he comes down to us and says, where's he at? And what he means is, where's he at minute-wise? And we'll tell him he's at 5. Mm-hmm. And then he'll come back and say, tell me when he's at 7.
Yeah.
So he was really watching Nick closely last night. They'll start to loosen that up now that they've seen he got through that first game.
What did you think about, and I know that's a loaded question, but what did you think about what Rice said about Martell and Nick being in the starting lineup together?
I don't know how you do that. I don't know if he necessarily meant starting lineup together. I think he just means
just
experiment. Yeah, playing those guys at those positions. Martell's playing well enough. You can't really have him off the floor anymore. I mean, he can't be the guy whose minutes are sacrificed for Nick, but somebody's going to have to. And I don't know what they're going to do, but I just know Batum, you know, he averaged, what, 19 minutes a game last season. I hope once he's back into shape another week or so, and he looks to be in great shape, but another week or so, I hope he's up around 28, 30 minutes a game. I don't know what that means on the backside, but somebody's going to have to take a hit.
All right, we'll take another quick break here, and we'll come back, wrap up hour number one. Jim Paxton, former Blazer, will be with us live in studio at 7:05. Stay tuned for that. More Trailblazers Courtside coming up.
Now back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Yeah, look at Big Pax. You got the little Ron Jeremy stash going. You got the little curls. Well, Pax could stroke it, too.
He's going to be here in 10 minutes live on set with us. And he is in town as the Blazers host the, you know, they're going decade by decade.
I do know that, yes.
And Wednesday night is the 80s tribute to the 80s. So you're going to be wearing polyester, right, you and the Wild One? As you usually do.
I didn't wear polyester in the 80s. That's 70s.
Well, it carried over into the early
80s. You were born like in the 80s. Tone, what's up?
Speaking of 80s, man.
What's up?
All right, we're going to, let's see, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to give away some Courtside gear.
It's kind of an open-door policy here at Courtside. Yeah, whoever wants to walk
come
in,
and go as you please.
Walking.
How would you like a limited edition Blazers Courtside hat? One of the first five emailers.
Let me see that lid.
Right now, and you'll win a great hat from Branding.
Is it?
It's that hat right there. We just put a Blazers pinwheel on it or something. We'll then select one of those five hat winners to win a great fleece jacket from Branding. Send your email to courtside@trailblazers.com. Remember, this is an email contest only. Please do not call the captain for this one. Email only, courtside@trailblazers.com, and include your mail-in address so the captain can come and personally deliver these hats to you. When the Blazers need Branding merchandise, they call Branding at 503-663-2858. Branding, your Branding merchandise partner. Tone is here early. Tone, good to see you. Are you on?
I don't think
I am. No, he's not on. All right, Mike, we're going to let you.
I can hear you.
But I look good.
Yeah, you can have my chair.
I got my.
Hey, we're going to let you get out of here, Mike. Any final thoughts for all your fans?
You're in good hands with Tone, and I'm going to be listening to what Pax says on the way home. I was a big Jim Paxson guy when I was coming up to Blazer games in the 80s, watching that crew roll. And don't forget, Pax and Clyde were on that same squad early on, and that was a team that was, a lot of people had said at that point, was a dominant center away from winning a championship, and always a playoff team. They were great fun to watch. Pax could stroke it, and he never dunked on the break. He always thought he could, but he never did.
We'll be watching tomorrow night on Comcast. You guys will have the coverage. 6 o'clock.
You won't be watching. You'll be doing the radio
broadcast.
I'll be doing
the radio side. All right, MB, thanks
for
coming in.
For space.
Rebecca, are you sticking around for the second hour?
I'll be here
maybe
for a few minutes.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. Jim Paxton will be in studio with us next right here on Trailblazers Courtside. Stay with us.
Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, will continue after this 5-minute news break.